Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 93 for Thursday, October 8th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Thursday morning on choppy trading. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 weaker, with the November contract down $1.80, coming in at $472.90 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil and the U.S. soy complex were all weaker, which weighed on canola. The U.S. soybean harvest continues to advance while the Canadian harvest is close to being done. Traders were reluctant to make any big moves ahead of Friday's USDA supply and demand report, and there are ideas canola is expensive compared to other vegetable oils. Farmers continue to unload their supplies at a steady pace across the prairies. However, commercial buyers are stepping up to acquire those supplies. Rain has delayed what's left of the harvest across some parts of the Canadian prairies. European rapeseed futures were slightly higher. Down in the U.S., soybeans were down 6 cents, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.84 a bushel. U.S. farmers have been marketing their crops at a steady pace. They're trying to take advantage of prices, which recently had been higher. There are ideas tomorrow's USDA report will show a smaller soybean harvest than initially thought, which was supportive for prices. Meantime, the U.S. harvest is advancing at a steady pace, while most farmers are getting better yields than they expected. Corn was 2 cents weaker, with the December contract coming in at $3.93 per bushel. Good harvest progress in the Western Corn Belt and steady producer selling were cited as reasons why the crop was down 2 cents. There are ideas the USDA report will also slash estimates for this year's crop in the U.S. Profit taking was also a feature of this morning's activity. U.S. wheat was a cent or two below unchanged, with the December contract coming in at $5.15 a bushel. According to the USDA, weekly sales came in between 175,000 metric tons and 375,000 metric tons. This shows the tough time exporters in the U.S. are having moving wheat due to the strong U.S. dollar. Meantime, Saudi Arabia has a tender out for 750,000 tons of hard wheat. Dry weather concerns in Australia and Russia lent some support to the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.